This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 900 pages obtained through the Freedom of Information Act by The Intercept publication exposes Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying and the Wuhan Research Facility as possibly ground zero for COVID-19, all paid for with U.S. tax dollars. Former President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV.
Well, it's a terrible thing when you look at it and you look at the different data that's coming in, and it's coming in pretty fast and furious, as they say. It's not good, and I think it's a total disgrace.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Biden administration is requesting tens of billions of dollars for disaster relief. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been accused of lying after newly released documents appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. The nonprofit The Intercept released detailed documents given to EcoHealth Alliance, the group that funneled federal funds to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for altering mutant viruses. USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's get an update on the new COVID-19 variant called Mu. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News.
Not a big threat right now, and this is good news, but we do need to keep an eye on it. We do need to monitor it. This new variant, the fifth variant of interest, was discovered in Colombia earlier this year in January, and it spread to almost 40 different countries, including the United States. But it only accounts for about 1% of the cases here in the United States, around 2,000 cases. Most of them we're finding in California. And the concern is that potentially our vaccines are not as effective against this particular strain, against this variant. So we just need to keep an eye on it. We need to follow it. We still have Delta that makes up the majority of the cases. But we want to prevent more mutations from occurring. We can do that by getting vaccinated, taking precautions, and then continuing to monitor for new variants. In the lab, in vitro studies show that these vaccines may have certain mutations similar to the South African variant, similar to the UK variant, that makes our vaccines a little bit weak, And it also shows that potentially the monoclonal antibody treatments that we have may not be as effective. But it's important to note that this is only in the lab. We do not have evidence that this is true in real world. We do not have clinical evidence to show this. It's only in the lab. So sometimes what we see and what we do in the lab does not always translate into the real world.
The new variants are not deadlier and still have a better than 99% recovery rate for people under 70 years of age. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop me.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you. James Kitfield is with us. He is the author and former senior national security correspondent. His book, In the Company of Heroes, the inspiring stories of Medal of Honor recipients. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
Hey, I got to tell you, I have been blessed to speak with a couple of our Medal of Honor recipients, and it's such an honor to talk to them. And being former military myself, a former Marine, and for you to be able to have this opportunity had to just be real special.
It was. I started out doing a couple of profiles of Medal of Honor recipients for various media, and just found their stories dramatic, compelling, but in the end, heart-wrenching, but also very inspiring. So they're very extraordinary individuals, almost to a person, very humble. But when they had their brush with eternity, they did amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And I want to get into some of those details. But before we do, your book is out, and it really invites the conversation about what just happened in Afghanistan with the loss of 13 of our warriors. And, of course, the feedback that has happened. I don't know how to say it, but let's just say the poor handling by this administration, just in terms of the whole plan itself, but particularly and how, the transfer of bodies, and the president was there, and now we have a Gold Star mom who, was offended by it and, made a note of it, posted, in social media, and social media now has determined that, that she can't say that, and she's been canceled. I mean, what happened to our First Amendment right here to deal with this?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That seems very extreme. Look, these people are just facing a life-altering event. They've lost cherished loved ones. They'll be spending the rest of their lives trying to put their lives back together. So we should grant them a space to say whatever they want to say. They've just sacrificed one of their family members to service this country. And
yes,
so
exactly.
I think we need to give them a lot of space to get whatever they have on their chest off their chest.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. You're going to allow the Taliban to maintain a social media account, but a Gold Star mom, you're gonna cancel her. I mean, we're something's wrong with our country right now when this kind of stuff is going on.
Yes. Don't get me going on social media. We'll go down a rabbit hole. But
yeah,
it's place in our information ecosystem now is dominant, and in many cases, I think that's a lot of power to put in private companies.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, it should not be the intent, but it just even reinforces how much power they have, that they're able to withstand the pressure, the obvious anger that everyday Americans are having with the social media oligarchs that are controlling the narrative, whether we're talking about healthcare, talking about social issues, simple thing like here you got the grief of a Gold Star mom. And she takes exception to how President Biden conducted himself. And it's like, wait a minute, when did that happen? I mean, we just experienced 4 incredible years of Donald Trump. I mean, he couldn't even brush his hair without getting, getting criticized. And, something like this, I think this is, with all due respect, we need to have that information. We need to have this conversation. And I believe that, democracy is dying a slow death here because our free press is not so free.
Well, like I said, the role of social media in our information ecosystem needs to be studied. I mean, Congress is studying it. But it's not easy to put restrictions and regulations on free speech. So it's a difficult nut to crack.
Yeah, well, one simple way, and then we'll get, because I want to get more in your book, and I don't want you to go down a rabbit hole. That's not necessarily, it's just the current events happened to bring this up, and I wanted to get your read on it, is that, the tough thing is that, we've got to be able to have a free press. Our First Amendment is so critical, to this end. And I think that the way you pull it back with these social media oligarchs is you take that 230 exemption away from them. And guess what? Now, because they're clearly not acting as a utility. They've abandoned that a long time ago, and especially when they got involved with this last presidential campaign. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you got me out of my lane. I'm a national media correspondent. I haven't really studied that very hard, so
yeah. No problem. And I apologize to you because I did want to talk about the Medal of Honor recipients. So the people that you chose for your book, how did you come, to this list?
So all 25 Medal of Honor recipients from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan I had profiled them all. There might have been one since I, the manuscript has gone to the printer. But these are all, this is an entire list of the Medal of Honor recipients from the post-9/11 wars.
Mm-hmm. And so let's break down the stories. People love to hear stories, and we'll give them a little taste of your book. Because they're going to want to get their hands on your book to be inspired. I mean, these are, as you said, these are exceptional Americans. And when you think about the number of people who serve in the military today, you're talking less than 1%, James,
Right. And this is, a lot of Americans have kind of have turned their backs on these wars because they've gone on for so long and have not been particularly powerful. But this is the first extended conflict where we fought with an all-volunteer force. So a lot of these service members, volunteered after 9/11, knowing they were going into combat. So these stories really reiterate that, a lot of the generals who had the, who commanded these guys call them America's new greatest generation. And I think the book reflects that very strongly. They come from all over the country. Big cities, small rural towns, villages, west, east, south, and north. We still have communities in America who are producing just extraordinary individuals, and that comes through very clearly, too.
Yeah, I like how you phrase that, James. This is the new greatest generation, these young kids that answered the call after 9/11. They picked up, they put on their boots, they picked up their guns, and they went to defend freedom. And I guess that's part of the heartbreak of what we're dealing with Afghanistan. And I don't mean to make it political again, but again, you have to look at it in the context of their sacrifice. And boy, what they sacrificed, for us and everything that represents this country. I guess this is why you have the emotions that are very sincere and very passionate, you know, because of these young people like this. And again, I like the way you phrase this, because, you know, sometimes, you know, people look at this new generation and say, well, they're just a bunch of spoiled, entitled brats, right?
And that is just definitely not the case. And one of the reasons I wanted to write this book is, you know, I've covered these wars for going on 20 years, but from a strategic kind of 30,000-foot level, you know, speaking with generals about decision. And I was always impressed by
that. Got to go to break. We've got more from James.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with James Kitfield, the award-winning military journalist. For 20 years, has been documenting, militarily what's been happening, particularly in Afghanistan. And he has released a new book called In the Company of Heroes. It features an in-depth narrative of profiles of 25 post 9/11 Medal of Honor awardees who served in Afghanistan and Iraq. And as James pointed out, I mean, these are young men and women who after 9/11 answered the call for freedom and went to defend liberty for ourselves and offer liberty for the Afghanis. And for 20 years, they got a taste of liberty. And we'll have to see, you know, what is the next chapter there in Afghanistan. So we'll have to wait and see. But meanwhile, these stories that are in his book, In the Company of Heroes, are just phenomenal. I mean, talk about... You know, James, you know, when you read these stories, it just reminds you again of the greatness of our country. And I know that sometimes, you know, when we've gone through a culture that is hesitant to admit to its greatness, it's hard to resist that emotional response when you're reading about these young people and what they did in the name of sacrifice, in the name of God and country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and as I said before, one thing that comes through in this book is that that we're producing from villages and big cities and all over this country some really extraordinary individuals who raised their hands knowing they were going to, in many cases, volunteer for combat, which is a horrible thing for anyone to go through. And these stories just that comes through very clearly. And it's not just the Medal of Honor recipients. Troops around them, and frequently these are stories of a whole unit, and one person gets singled out, and they'll tell you, the Medal of Honor recipients will tell you that they take this burden of this medal to bring sort of highlight the deeds of their fellow troops.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's talk about Marine Corps Corporal William Kyle Carpenter. Tell us his story.
So he's a Marine, was deployed to Helmand Province during the surge in of troops to the Afghan War when things were going very badly. He's that's the sort of traditional homeland of the Taliban, very dangerous place. He's sitting on a rooftop doing overwatch behind some sandbags with a buddy. A hand grenade gets thrown up top of the rooftop from a irrigation ditch nearby. He leaps on top of the grenade to save his buddy and has to go through, miraculously survives, but with absolutely horrific injuries, and goes through years of really excruciating operations after operations, scores of operations, and rehab. And instead of letting it embitter him, he finds inspiration and wants to make every day of his life a day that he improves someone else's life. And so he becomes this really kind of warrior philosopher and motivational speaker. And he's just, his example has really helped a lot of wounded veterans, find their inner warrior, if you will, and focus on becoming whole again.
Wow. That is an amazing story. And you hear that from time to time where, someone will come forth and sacrifice their bodies for the sake of someone else. But here he is able to live and talk about it. And what a story that he tells. How about SEAL team leader Britt, was it Slabinski?
Slabinski. So he is leading a SEAL team overwatch unit being inserted on top of a mountain for an operation called Anaconda. And they, because of a screw up in communications, instead of being let off someplace down the mountain where they could approach their overwatch, clandestinely and secretly, they have to go right to the top of the mountain. They get ambushed by a big force of Al Qaeda fighters up on the top of the mountain. Helicopter escapes, but they lose one of their SEAL team members up top. He falls out, so they go through a crash landing, and they have to make a decision afterwards. Do they go back up and try to retrieve their fallen comrade? And it was clearly probably a suicide mission, but all five members of the team agreed to go back up and try to get the one that had fallen out of the helicopter. get involved in a huge fight at the top of the mountain. One of his colleagues was shot and presumed dead. Another was shot in the leg and lost his leg. The quick reaction force sent to help them gets shot down with a greater loss of life. So that was just a, you know, tragic, heartrending, but just a heroic story of the people who just weren't willing to leave someone behind.
Exactly.
Interesting footnote is the person who was shot and presumed dead, actually a drone picks up that he awakens. He was just in a concussion, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
John Chapman, Air Force Technical Sergeant. And he fights furiously for the next 15, 20 minutes all by himself from a fighting position, and he sacrifices his life to try to give cover to the quick reaction force when this helicopter came into sight. So that was one of the rare battles where you got two Medal of Honor recipients from the same battle.
Mm-hmm. And this ethos of not leaving anyone behind, people in the military understand this. And the fact of the matter is, America is understanding this again, you know, because of what recently occurred here. And we have Americans left behind. And there's just something about that. Did you gain more understanding about the idea of not leaving an American behind, James, as you talk to these young men?
Oh, sure. I mean, absolutely. That's, you know, all of these stories have one common thread. It's just that, you know, people laying down their lives to protect their brothers in arms. And part of that having each other's back is the implicit understanding that you will not be left behind on a battlefield. So that's very much of the military's ethos, and it comes through very strong on these stories.
Let's talk about Ranger Staff Sergeant Leroy Petrie. Similar situation, lunging on a live grenade, but he had some time, and he was able to throw it back at the enemy, right?
Right, and you know, that was a very risky daylight mission to try to get a high-value target. They get into a firefight, you know, separated from the enemy just by a chicken coop, and their grenades fly in both directions, and he's already been shot through both legs, and he's sort of, you know, behind his chicken coop still, you know, organizing his men for the fight. Grenade comes close to them. He picks it up and tries to throw it around the chicken coop. It blows his hand off. But he continues to treat his own wound, continues to direct the fight, even after being, you know, horribly wounded, and just showed incredible valor.
You know, when... The thing is remarkable, you know, as you're capturing the story, and you imagine the other, in this particular case, the other Rangers that were there, and they actually observed this firsthand. What kind of impression that must make on them, even to this day?
Well, the comment that one of them made, you know, when they were taking Sergeant Petrie away was that not only was he more grievously wounded than anyone he'd ever seen who survived, but that he knew after watching his actions that real heroes, you know, still survives, you know, so he saw real heroism, firsthand. And that's something you don't forget. And that comment is very familiar when I talk to the colleagues of these guys, is that, they inspire their own fellow, soldiers and Marines. And, you know, they get the respect that you would imagine for someone who takes heroic actions like this.
Well, you know, because when you really think about it, you know, I say less than 1% serve in the military. Probably that same number actually enters into combat. And then when you have an individual doing something as heroic like this, I mean, this is like the top one of the 1%, isn't it?
Yeah, as General Petraeus said in his blurb for my book, these are the bravest of the brave. No doubt about
Amen.
That.
Well, and, congratulations. Congratulations on the book. We're going to link it at our website, James. In the Company of Heroes, the inspiring stories of Medal of Honor recipients from America's longest wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. James Kitfield has been our guest, the award-winning military journalist.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 900 pages obtained through the Freedom of Information Act by The Intercept publication exposes Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying and the Wuhan Research Facility as possibly ground zero for COVID-19, all paid for with U.S. tax dollars. Former President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV.
Well, it's a terrible thing when you look at it and you look at the different data that's coming in, and it's coming in pretty fast and furious, as they say. It's not good, and I think it's a total disgrace.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tune in to Bill Martinez
Live. We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and we got Jordan Goodman with us. Yes, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And he's got everything that we need to know about this hard and soft infrastructure that just passed the House, and it's going to be up to the Senate. We're talking lots of money here, Jordan.
Yes, a lot. Because there were 9 moderate Democrats that said they were not going to vote for the soft infrastructure bill until they get the hard one. And they got a commitment from Nancy Pelosi that they're going to vote on the hard infrastructure bill first, which is the $1.2 trillion roads and bridges and physical things, mm-hmm. before they get to the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure, the community college and the pre-K education and all the kind of social programs. Both sides kind of disagree on what happened, but the House did in fact pass on a purely party line basis both bills,
right.
The hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure. Now, at the end of September, they're going to come back. Clearly, there's bipartisan support for the hard infrastructure because we realize we need to do roads and bridges and highways and all the things, but there's never going to be any agreement whatsoever on the soft infrastructure bill, which includes large tax increases on both individuals and corporations.
Yeah, not to mention amnesty, massive amnesty.
Correct. It's everything the liberals want in one massive package. And so it's unfortunately a completely partisan bill, $3.5 trillion, and there'll never be any Republican support for it, both on the substance of where the spending is, but also on the tax increases. So it's a shame to do something that's massive, completely on a partisan basis, but that's what they're doing.
Well, exactly. Well, they've got the power, and they're going to do everything they can to exercise said power. And with a sense of urgency, maybe even added urgency, because of the polling numbers of, that president, Joe Biden, and with all that's been going on in Afghanistan. I mean, the political headwinds, are massive for the Democrats. So they've got to move while they can. And for Republicans, the midterms cannot come fast enough. And I say Republicans, and I say not only that, but, because you got both Republicans and Democrats that are contributing to these low polling numbers for Joe Biden. I mean, they are in a death fall right now.
Yeah, I think there is. You're right. I think there's a political impact of the destruction of our position in Afghanistan. After 20 years and thousands dead, trillions spent, to completely lose the thing to the Taliban is a complete humiliation and embarrassment, which in my mind was not inevitable. People say it was inevitable. I don't think it was inevitable. We had roughly 3,000 troops there, kind of holding the peace to some extent. It wasn't great, but it certainly was a complete Taliban takeover. And when we said we're going to pull out, it was over. The Afghan army kind of disintegrated quickly, and it looks very, very bad for us, not only in Afghanistan specifically, but generally in the world. It just makes us look very, very weak, and it has emboldened China and Russia and other places to say, well, America's not going to stand up to us anymore. Let's go do what we want. So that definitely looks bad on Biden in many ways, I agree.
Well, and as you say, China's tentacles have been running deep in Afghanistan anyway. So now this is a golden opportunity for them to, leverage those tentacles. And, of course, it was quite notable that they were the first to accept the Taliban as the new government for Afghanistan.
That's correct. And they're going to get in there. On an economic basis, there's a lot of rare earth minerals and other resources in Afghanistan. And China already controls about 95% of the rare earths, which are used in electronics. They're used in many, many different areas. And for them to have a monopoly, and now even more, there's a huge lithium deposit, for example, in Afghanistan and other places. We never got to use any of that. And now I think China is the only one really in a financial position to help Afghanistan. I mean, Pakistan doesn't have any money. Russia doesn't have any money. So I think China is going to really, really buy out the Taliban, who are in desperate need of money, because we froze all the deposits they had in America. So who's going to come to save them? China. And they're going to get their pound of flesh for saving them financially.
Well, not to mention all the weaponry and military equipment that we left behind. I mean, we fortified the Taliban in such a way that China doesn't have to worry about any military action. Hey, the Taliban basically is going to be their muscle, so they just get to move forward with their objectives there, and they have clear sailing with America out of the way. Even Russia is kind of a little dubious. I mean, they're still feeling the pain of their experience in Afghanistan, but yet they see this as, maybe they might be able to get a slice of cake out of Afghanistan, maybe a couple of crumbs, the CCP might send their way. But all that, we'll see how that plays out.
The cake.
Without a doubt.
Getting the cake, and the Russians are getting the crumbs. And it's quite a cake. I mean, not only the resources, but it's a real crossroads of trade in various ways.
Oh, yeah.
For China to, in effect, control that is just going to, they have what's called the Belt and Road Initiative, which is their take over the world, basically, to get down. And they're putting billions of dollars into all kinds of countries, building airports and roads and railroads and all kinds of things in return for subservience. And now Afghanistan, which is a desperate situation financially, is going to do whatever the Chinese want them to do. That's correct.
Yeah. Maybe Joe Biden could have used China's money to do this infrastructure bill, hard, soft, and everything else in between, and the Green New Deal. And, we'll just bow to the communists. I mean, that's kind of what seems to be the order of the day.
The Chinese like it that we're putting our own money, and where most of it's going to be debt, even if they did raise taxes.
Yes,
most of it is us borrowing trillions of dollars to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chinese are pretty happy with that situation, actually.
Well, the ramifications of this are, you know, going to be felt for decades, no doubt, Jordan Goodman. So what do we do? What's your advice for everyday Americans? How do we get through this?
Well, I mean, in the short term, it stimulates the economy. This massive fiscal spending on both the hard infrastructure, literally trillions of dollars, plus all the soft infrastructure, is going to cause inflation. I think it's going to make the stock market go up in the short term anyway. We're just about to hit the national debt ceiling again. We're going to have to raise that another $3 or $4 trillion, something like that. We're just about at $30 trillion now. We're just going to keep the whole thing's based on debt, Bill. The whole thing's based on debt. We just keep adding to our debt, and nobody thinks that's any problems these days. But I think it is a problem to raise that amount of debt long term.
Yeah, well, you see that it is a problem, but that's what seems to be the experience of our government. It's not a problem until it is a problem. And when it is a problem, we can talk about all the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and the forecasting, and we shouldn't have known better. But meanwhile, there's going to be a generation ahead of us that is going to be dealing with it and over their shoulder telling mom and dad, hey, thanks a lot.
Well, that's right. I mean, I hope we enjoy these new roads and bridges because those are good. But the social programs, you know, universal pre-K education, free community college to anybody who wants them, help for the elderly, disabled, all kinds of, they're wonderful things. We just don't happen to have the money for any of them, Bill.
Exactly.
Nobody seems to worry about that anymore.
Well,
let me just tell you a story. I just came back from Iceland, okay, which is a wonderful country. They had a tremendous financial crisis like 10 years ago, basically, and the whole place basically collapsed financially. Because they spent too much and they had too much borrowing and too much speculation. And the whole thing collapsed pretty much in 2010. They're still recovering from that now. And I just heard a few stories. When their krona collapsed, people's mortgages quadrupled. They would owe $100,000 and now all of a sudden they owe it $400,000 to make up for that. And it caused massive foreclosures throughout the whole country. So it's a wonderful country. They're really nice people. They've got great geothermal power. But the whole thing was a complete financial basket case because they borrowed too much.
Well, lessons to be learned. All you got to do is have eyes to see, right? And some will, intestinal fortitude to learn from these lessons and do better. I mean, that's what we can build better on. Jordan Goodman has been with us, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, how can they be in touch?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help them, Bill.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, back with us is Ken Cuccinelli, the current president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. And we're here to talk about, of course, one of our favorite topics. I mean, we've been dealing with voter fraud forever. The Democrats have been trying to do everything they can to codify what they got away with in the 2020 election, all under the guise of COVID. And you say, okay, where are the Republicans? Where are conservatives? Where are people who are concerned about voter integrity? And all we're hearing here is crickets. And now the Congress is back in session. The fight for election integrity continues to heat up. And as much as it would count on any one of us, we need to keep the heat on them. Ken Cuccinelli, the former Virginia Attorney General, joins us now. Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always great to have you here on the show. And it's one of my, you know, this has been one of my peeves about the 2020 election is that we're still questioning, you know, whether or not, you know, the election was legitimate. And in some cases, if you speak of it in those terms, they want to immediately cancel you. But forgive me for having a question that you created. This is of your own making, leaving people wondering what's going on. And every week we're getting more information about ballots. You know, and we're not talking like 10 or 15 ballots, Ken. We're talking hundreds of thousands of ballots suddenly are coming into play, you know, chain of custody issues and other things that have been coming up, as you're well aware.
Well, look, there's never been anything like a perfect election. And for somebody who used to be a state legislator like myself, who, by the way, won one of my races in a recount, so I've been through that process in Virginia, you know, people have just paid too little attention to the election system up until now. Up until last year. And now, particularly on the right, there's a lot of scrambling to catch up. So you ask, where are the Republicans? Where are the conservatives? I have to tell you, as somebody who's been in the conservative movement over 20 years, I've never seen such cohesiveness across so many different types of organizations in working together on a subject, particularly cleaning things up. So in your state, there in Florida. You know, you've got mm-hmm. some bills passed. Now, of course, they'll be litigated. That's always true right. whenever we succeed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But at the same time, Texas, Georgia, Arizona, Iowa, there are places all over the country and a lot of swing states where real progress is made in improving security and transparency. We want it to be easy to vote and hard to cheat. The other side wants it to be easy to cheat and hard to prove. And that's what we're fighting at the federal level, is their attempt mm-hmm. to impose all of those easy-to-cheat mechanisms across the whole country.
Well, Ken, I appreciate you bringing this back into perspective and offering some hope, you know, for our listeners, because, you know, we're just not getting, you know, we get glimpses, you know, little bits of information
yeah.
coming out of Arizona, Georgia, and to your point, well taken. And like everything that happens local, it doesn't necessarily get national preeminence.
Right.
And we don't hear about it. So, you know, we need to keep that groundwork happening, because we know that that's really where the rubber meets the road, is at the local level. And things can happen pretty quickly, as we're starting to see now, right?
Well, and, you know, there you are, you know, in Florida, you don't pay attention to Pennsylvania voting until election night every 4 years, right? And then
right,
you go, why
exactly.
the heck does that? How, you know, they can't even watch them, you know,
yeah.
all over the country, right. Wisconsin, all these problems. And so it is important that local folks stay on top of this. And in Pennsylvania, you've got a Seth Grove is a state representative there who's pushing hard. They got a Democrat governor. They're at odds, but they really got him on his heels on things like voter ID. And over in Wisconsin, you've got a similar situation, Republican legislature, Democrat governor, where he's vetoing their bills, but they're putting real public political pressure on him because the American people agree with us on this stuff. We're not talking yeah. about something that really should be partisan. Everybody should want clean, clear elections, right? And
exactly.
and most Americans have a pretty common sense idea of what that involves, things like voter ID and being able to watch the count and all those kinds of things. And we're getting those passed in state after state, one of them on a bipartisan basis in Kentucky. But where right. they're being held up, like Michigan and Pennsylvania, the Republican legislatures are now looking at referendums, which I don't know, Florida has it. My home state of Virginia does not. But it gives it a way to go straight to the voters, bypass not just their governor, but their courts, which are also an issue sometimes, especially
exactly.
in Pennsylvania. So a lot of progress being made, a lot below the radar, because just like you said, it doesn't get national coverage when you make one adjustment in Pennsylvania or in Arizona, although Texas seems to get a lot of press.
This is what, yeah, exactly. Well, this is why it's so important to have you on, Ken, to give us up-to-date information on this, because it does encourage us. The other thing, let me ask you this. In light of the recent debacle in Afghanistan, 8 months
yeah.
of miserable regulations and policy choices orchestrated by this president, that seems to really motivate the voters all the more, because the whole idea
yeah.
and the question of a legitimate election comes into play here. And, you know, and for some, you know, they see this as an answer to what happened in 2020, possibly. What do you think?
Well, first of all, there are differences on the left. So I don't want to just say Democrats this. The radical left pushed their first federal bill they pushed, H.R. 1, actually mandated states to put all the adults that come into their state databases onto the voter rolls. And if you think about that for a moment, lots of states have lots of non-citizens in their databases, whether
yeah.
it's states that give licenses to non-citizens, which I think all
like California. Yeah, California.
Yeah, well, there's
yeah.
a difference between a non-citizen who's here legally and illegal aliens. California gives them to illegal. So does New York
right.
and other states. But even if you just give licenses to people who are here legally, dumping them on the voter rolls, and that bill eliminated any criminal penalty for them voting. So they essentially legalized millions of non-citizens voting, including illegal aliens. So, but that comes out of the truly radical left, the really Stalinist communist types like AOC that are infecting the Democrat Party, unfortunately in such numbers that the rest of us have to genuinely worry about this stuff, especially when the rest of their own party is so afraid of them. Chuck Schumer runs around New York completely scared of AOC. He thinks she's going to primary him.
Primary,
so that,
exactly.
Yeah, that explains a lot of their behavior in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does, you know, on its very face. You know, like I've been telling our audience repeatedly, you know, the system is so broken. It's dysfunctional. When your idea, I mean, when you go to Congress, you get elected, and you have some ideology, you've been out there talking to people, hey, this I'm for you, I'm going to do this, and you find out real quick that that's not job one. Job one is getting reelected. And when you have that kind of paradigm and that kind of focus and pressure on your position as an elected official, well, then the issues of the constituency get subordinated, don't they, just by natural cause?
Yeah, they really do. I'm a bit of a history buff. I think if the founders had it to do over again and could make only one change, the one change they would make is term limits.
Yes.
For not just for electeds, but judges as well. And but, you know, here we are. And I unfortunately, there are exceptions to what you describe, Bill. But you're generally correct, I think, in that their top priority becomes, once they cross that dang Potomac, is to stay there. And it isn't to do what's best for our country. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a $29 trillion debt and counting, which is driving inflation, making our money worth less, and frankly, eliminating our government's ability to respond to crises as they arise.
Well, Ken, the prescription for everyday Americans who are still upset about what happened in 2020, we've got some people, you know, putting their feet to action and being a part of the solution. The prescription now as we move forward, because we're starting to make some headway based on, you know, what you shared with us. So that's encouraging. So we need to go full force because, as you said, with Congress back in session and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are seeing this window of opportunity for them to federalize our elections, that's starting to close. And we've got to keep pressure on this. Otherwise, they're going to take over.
Yeah, they certainly will try. And no one listening should assume that because you have a Republican congressman or senator that they'll be vehemently on board. You should call them up and tell them where you want them to be, one. But two, there's something in this space that every American who can do, and that is go be an election official yourself. And I don't mean a campaign worker. I don't mean a poll watcher. I mean actually go work, and I don't know what they call them in Florida. In Virginia, they're registrars. Go sign up to be an election official and work it. Do the count yourself. Be in the room and be the one doing the counting and making sure everybody's dotting their I's and crossing their T's. I mean, that is the best thing we can do. And when you look across the country, Democrats outnumber Republicans in those positions like 2-1. But in most states, they're reserved for partisan ballots. And the reason the Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1 is simply because not enough Republicans go sign up. And so I would urge people to do that. That's what, you know, that's the thinking globally, acting locally. You can help right where you live. And you can visit us at electiontransparency.org to keep up with what's going on in other states and in Washington, which this month is going to be important. They're, you know, this is the pressure's on. The left feels it. And they really feel like they need to pass this bill or these bills in D.C. to stop the states from reforming and cleaning up elections before we get too close to the midterms. That's their goal. And they also want to control redistricting.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, he's the 46th Attorney General of Virginia, served from 2010 to 2014. Ken Cuccinelli has been with us. Ken, we're realizing that this is a participation type government. This is what we the people is all about, right? You've got to be in the fray of things. You got to get out of the stands and show up and be a part of the solution, right?
Absolutely.
Again, the website.
Everybody to do it. electiontransparency.org.
Ken Cuccinelli, thank you.
Transparency.org. Great to be with
you. Appreciate it. Always. Take care.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder. With increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?